All in all, a perfect day to check in with Larry Weber and find out what kinds of goodies we can be seeing if we only bestir ourselves to get outside. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. This is January 15, and I guess you could say we are halfway through the wonderful month of January. And January of 2021, you don't need me to say this, I think everybody has seen, is been quite warmer, quite above normal. Matter of fact, if we continue this pace, we may be challenging the number one warmest January on record. 15 years ago, January of 06 holds the record as being the warmest January on record. Now, the temperatures during that month averaged about 23.5 degrees, which is pretty close to where we are right now. The first half of that month, however, was 26 degrees, so we are not as warm as that. It's going to be interesting to see if we can hang on to that ignominious record. The other statistics of note is twice during that month it got over 40 degrees. We haven't gotten that warm yet, though Wednesday was pretty close to being 40 degrees. And on the other side, it only once, the entire month of January, only once it got below zero. We have not gotten below zero yet, not even close to it. Now, according to the forecast, they're coming up, I believe it's Tuesday night, there is a chance it could get down to near zero. But we'll have to see. We are definitely above normal in temperature, below normal in precipitation. And as of this morning, the Weather Service says that we have a whopping 1.1 inches of snow for the month of January. This compares to about 9.5 that we would have at a normal time in January. Thanks to October and earlier snowfalls, we are still above normal for the entire season. We're approaching 50 inches for the entire season. I'm not so sure that is going to continue because of what's going on. I have learned long ago that if you can't do one thing in nature, you can always do something else. And I have found that these mornings lately, well, pretty much the whole month, these mornings have been absolutely phenomenal for going out and taking a nice, easy stroll, taking a nice, easy walk. We don't have to worry about being frozen to death, and we can go nice and slow, and with the clouds, we can listen. And I hear plenty of sounds every time I take a nice, easy walk. The typical sounds I hear are the ubiquitous crows and ravens. They're out there every morning, regardless of the conditions. But I also hear blue jays. But the one that has really gotten me interested in the last couple of weeks has been the woodpeckers. Woodpeckers, there are lots of kinds of woodpeckers. Some of them migrate, some don't. We have, in my immediate area here, we have four kinds. We have the downy, the hairy, the red-bellied, and the pileated. That all spend the winter here. Now, as we go through winter, they have to eat, and they get their food by pounding away at the trees to get the grubs inside, or they go to get some suet at the bird feeder. Well, I hear them out there getting their breakfast every morning when I take a walk. Like I say, walking at dawn on these cloudy, calm days has just been phenomenal. But I've also heard a couple of other sounds. I have heard, besides them getting their breakfast, I've also heard them doing some drumming, which I think is interesting. Woodpeckers are not going to sing for the most part like other birds, but they do their territorial proclamation by drumming. And you expect to hear this in late winter or spring, but I have heard it virtually every day so far this month of January, especially with the hairy woodpeckers. It's the kind of thing that as you're walking along, you can hear, but to actually see it is a little bit more difficult. Well, yes, not yesterday morning, but the morning before yesterday, as I was walking, I heard one drumming pretty close to where I was. So I thought, I'm going to try to see that. And I had a little patience to take a look, and sure enough, I saw the fluffed up hairy woodpecker there drumming. Apparently, there was a desire to tell others that this is my place. Now, one of the reasons for that could be of a phenomenon that we have when we get to mid-January, and that is, for the first time in 50 days, 50, for the first time spend in 50 days, we have daylight of 9 hours, and this will continue to get longer as we go through the month. This compares to about 8.5 hours that we had at the winter solstice. So yes, the days are continuing to get longer, and I think with the woodpeckers, that might have been what was going on. Other things of note, we usually just watch the usual birds at the bird feeders, but for those who get out and search other places, this has been a very good winter for seeing evening grosbeaks, and that has been in itself quite a statement, because we went for years without many evening grosbeaks around at all, but now a number of people are reporting them, especially prevalent in the Sac-Zim Bog, but they are elsewhere. Also in the Sac-Zim Bog, there's been good numbers of great gray owls, not as many as of the hawk owls, but the great gray owls. And then, of course, down near the lake, there have been snowy owls. Some remarkable pictures of snowy owls have been taken. Now, I haven't seen those, but I did have, during the night, a couple nights ago, I did have a sound of a barred owl calling right near the house. They also spend the winter here, and they're pretty much silent, but occasionally some nights they will call. Other things of note, anytime we get a snow cover, we get tracks. Anytime we get a new snow cover, as we have this morning, we get new tracks, which to me is just remarkable. I'm a former teacher, so excuse the reference, but kind of erasing the blackboard and putting something new, or for the newer teachers, erasing the smart board or the whiteboard and putting something new in its place. That's what happens with a new snowfall. And this morning when I was out walking, I found they were out there. I found deer tracks, but I'm sure there's going to be plenty more before the day is over. And I have been watching a couple of mammals that have been wintering in the yard here. One is a porcupine. I enjoy porcupines. I think they are so cool. They don't do a lot in the winter. They have kind of a laid-back way of handling winter, which I also think is really cool. This one has found a place to winter under one of our outbuildings, and then it goes to a nearby tree, climbing up very high in this nearby tree when it's hungry, has some snacks of the bark from that tree, and then comes back again. So I think it's been wintering. I see it every couple days. And the other one that is interesting is cottontail rabbit. I had not seen a cottontail rabbit in our yard the entire summer. But in the last couple weeks, one has shown up. And yes, it seems to be handling winter as well. They don't turn white like their cousins, the snowshoe hare, but they still have to put up with winter as well. And this one seems to be doing so. And then, Lisa, this is always kind of neat. Like I said, when we can't do something in Mother Nature, there's something else that shows up. As I am on the phone this morning talking with you, I am outdoors. And what happened and where I was, a insect flew by. I recognized it as being a winter crane fly, which is a kind of insect that, yes, they reach maturity in winter. So if you can't do one thing with Mother Nature, you can't do one thing to observe, you can always observe something else. So, yeah, let's see what the second half of the month has to offer, and let's keep looking. And I would say in many cases, let's don't just look. Let's also do some photographing. There's been some remarkable scenes this winter so far. So, okay, take care.
Larry, I just wish I knew somebody that could invite me to take a picture of a porcupine. thanks so much for joining us, Larry. Porcupines are my favorite. Ever since I got to photograph an infant porcupine when I was a volunteer photographer at Wildwoods, I've been super fond of porcupines. So I'm just
okay.
Just putting that out there into the universe.
Is this an email you got?
It's an email.
Is this Lisa speaking?
I think it's an email that I'm hoping to get, Larry. Hint, hint. Anyway, Larry, thanks a million.
Well, I'm hoping to photograph it, too, but I don't want to disturb it too badly. So we'll see how it goes.
Thanks a million for joining us. Larry Weber this morning. So much going on, not only in everybody's backyard, but apparently in Larry's backyard, right as he's chatting with us this morning, just like he does every single Friday on 103.3 KUMD.